Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Amazon's new dedicated Irish platform, Amazon.ie, is live from today, with the company promising Irish shoppers faster deliveries, easier returns and better pricing, they say. The Taoiseach says the new arrival is good news for all, but one prominent small business owner has taken umbrage with Micheál Martin for his remark, saying the new site is bad news for people's livelihoods. Our reporter Barry Lenihan is with me now and has looked into this story. Barry, Amazon.ie. What's it about then?
Yeah, the new site launched today with the help of DJ Vogue Williams and former Westlife singer Nicky Byrne, and Amazon essentially promising customers will soon be flying without wings, as Amazon.ie will allow them shop for a wide selection of over 200 million products with prices in Euro, fast delivery and easier returns. But up to today, most Irish customers, they used Amazon sites based in the UK or other European countries, and Irish businesses, small and large, including Barry's Tea, Bewley's and Ellen and Joe, they will also soon be available on a dedicated Brands of Ireland page as part of the new platform, a collaboration with Enterprise Ireland, although some of these items are only available with a higher markup than the high street as of this evening on the site. But what else exactly does Amazon.ie mean for Irish customers? Well, that's the question I posed to Irish Examiner consumer columnist Katrina Redmond.
That's an interesting question, because it's a bit of a mixed bag. It could potentially be good news, but it's also bad news for existing Amazon Prime customers who are using the Amazon.co.uk website. So for customers in Ireland who are transferring over to use Amazon.ie from the Amazon.co.uk website, they will notice significant differences. For people who have never used Amazon before, they will be definitely drawn in by some very attractive offers, very attractive, possibly next day or within 24 hour delivery offers. And there's also an Irish products showcase on the website.
What else have you ascertained about the new site?
Well, it's certainly cheaper than its counterpart if you sign up for Amazon Prime with Amazon.ie. The offer at the moment is €6.99 per month for Amazon Prime customers, and that's €4 cheaper per month compared to signing up to the UK-based version. That said, the offering to Irish customers is a little bit watered down, so if you're transferring over, you might feel a little bit hard done by.
What of Audible and Kindle, two large Amazon-powered services?
So for Audible, that's a separate payment directly to audible.co.uk, and that doesn't change. So if you want to buy audiobooks, you will still have to have a subscription to Audible. For Kindle books, however, you at the moment are not able to buy them on the Amazon.ie website. And Amazon haven't been able to clarify yet, although I hope they will be shortly, what the status of Kindle books is. So for customers who have an Amazon Kindle and are used to buying ebooks online, they're going to have to log back into Amazon.co.uk to buy those books.
Ebooks at the moment not available, we think, on the new site.
No, they're certainly not from my look at it this morning. I don't think that they will be coming online in the immediate future.
That's Irish Examiner consumer columnist Katrina Redmond. I'd love to know what the discerning Drive Time listener thinks, if Amazon.ie is good news or bad news. 51551. There are concerns amongst Irish business though, Barry, aren't there?
Yeah, well, Amazon currently employs around 6,500 people in Cork, Dublin and Drogheda. And in 2023, Irish SMEs selling on Amazon recorded over €170 million in export sales, with over half of these export sales outside the EU. But many Irish small businesses this evening say they're fearful of the new arrival and that jobs could be put at risk. Tomás Kenny is general manager of Kenny's Bookshop in Galway.
Trepidation, I suppose, is the reaction. I mean, we've known it was coming for a long time. We didn't know exactly when. And it's obviously an extremely worrying time, I'd say, for the bulk of retailers in Ireland, no matter what they're doing. I mean, people think of books when they think of Amazon, but obviously they sell anything and everything. And yeah, it's a worrying time, I think, to be a retailer in Ireland.
Do you think Irish businesses could compete with Amazon.ie?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Amazon don't answer the phone, for example, if there's a problem with the order, which there, you know, frequently is, just like there is with anyone else. Amazon, people think that Amazon are cheap when in fact they tend to be very cheap on the very, very fast-moving products. And once you go beyond that, they're actually generally more expensive. Generally speaking, absolutely, people can compete and should compete.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin suggested that the introduction of Amazon.ie was good news for all. What would you say to that?
I was extremely disappointed, I have to say, to hear that. I mean, to hear the leader of the country cheerleading the arrival of the Billionaires Club into Ireland. You know, we have seen, I mean, it's not a scaremongering tactic. We have seen what it has done to retail in America, and we have seen what it has done to retail in the UK, and it's absolutely decimated the high street. You know, you have WH Smith, which is the oldest retailer in England. It's up for sale at the moment with 500 stores. You know, it's blaming Amazon. It's I think it's awful, to be honest. It really disappointed me to hear that. And the Minister for Retail also making similar comments. I mean, you know, whatever Amazon is, it's not retail. So, yeah, it was disappointing.
And the Minister, Tomás Kenny, of Kenny's Bookshop in Galway, referred to there. Minister Peter Burke, he said today how Amazon's dedicated Irish store will enhance customer experiences in Ireland and provide a significant platform for Irish SMEs to expand their online presence and grow their business. While Micheál Martin added how Amazon.ie will allow Irish companies of all sizes promote their wares to both Irish and international markets. But Jean McCabe, she's the CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland, which has 2,000 small retail members. She also owns a high street clothes shop, Willow, in Ennis, County Clare, and sells online. But she says very few of her members can afford to use Amazon and urges people to shop local.
So I think what's important to note is while Amazon might offer convenience, Irish retailers, you know, provide something that algorithms can't, and that is a customer service where somebody knows your name. And I think what's really important, while Amazon might employ a large number of people here in Ireland, Irish retail employs over 370,000 jobs in every corner of the country. So what's really important is we need to think about what do we want our communities to look like in the future, and people need to consider where they spend their money, and certainly shopping local certainly gives more bang for their book, and it's important that we get out and support those SMEs.
What's your appeal to Irish consumers this evening?
We have to consider what do we want our town centres and communities look like. So every time you choose to spend your money somewhere, you're voting for what kind of community you want to live in. And if you value having shops in your high street, you need to get out and support those shops now. There's been, a conversation around, you know, the opportunity for Irish retailers to be part of the Amazon marketplace. And I think it's important to note that, you know, unless you're selling high margin products at a really high, massive volume, the economics simply don't add up for Irish retailers to be using the platform.
And that's Jean McCabe, CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland. 51551. Lorcan from Kilkenny here. Hiya, Lorcan. Thank you for your text. Amazon.ie is bad news. Says Lorcan, we need to support small Irish business. And Angie in County Wicklow says, Amazon, the death knell of independent bookshops, a world without bookshops, dystopia. Thank you, says Angie. Barry's still whipping. They are not selling e-books. Is that right?
What's the position of books? At the moment, but that's still to be clarified. But at the moment, as we heard from Katrina Redmond, that appears to be the case, but it might be clarified in the next day or two.
Okay, a lot of reaction. Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.